Walker and Republican groups have been running TV ads off and on since last year, attacking Burke's ties to former Governor Jim Doyle. But the ad the governor started airing yesterday got a little more specific.
As Jim Doyle's Commerce Secretary, Mary Burke spent $12.5 million to buy a vacant lot for a company that said it had no plans to create jobs in Wisconsin.
The grant in question was actually to the Kenosha Area Business Alliance to try to entice Abbott Laboratories to expand in Wisconsin. Today, the land the group set aside for Abbott sits empty. Speaking to reporters at a powder coating plant in Oregon, Walker said the ad was fair criticism.
They talk about our record on jobs, they talk about numbers. I think those are all fair issues, but by the same time, so is the work that she did for Jim Doyle as the Secretary of Commerce.
Burke, who toured several businesses in western Wisconsin, said in La Crosse that she absolutely stood by her efforts to try to lure Abbott, saying that when you have a chance to bring a Fortune 500 company to Wisconsin, you take it.
Scott Walker says Wisconsin's open for business, but somehow he's condemning this deal that actually would have created thousands of jobs and had that opportunity to do it. So that's what you have to take.
Burke highlighted a provision in the grant that would require the Kenosha Business Group to pay the state back if the deal failed to create the promised jobs. Burke also started running her own new ad yesterday.
It was here in this small barn that my father had a big idea, Trek Bicycle.
The one-minute commercial speaks at length about Burke's business experience. It does not get into her time running the State Commerce Department under Doyle. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.